Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of dua and the various duas taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we explain that from the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll see certain things that are overarching. One of them is the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's dua, we'll learn the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other thing is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask for those things that were most important, those things that would affect a person as far as his dunya is concerned, as far as his akhirat is concerned, and the various stages after a person passes away, what would happen to the person, and in fact even before the passing away of the person, the different fitan that will come to a person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us du'as for all these occasions. So this is from the beauty of the du'as taught to us from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today's du'a also will show us the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To what extent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach us to ask for forgiveness. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala had made him ma'asum. He was protected. He was sinless. Allah had protected him from guna and sin. But yet, he taught us to make du'a. So these du'as, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually teaching us, and ulama explained, was because of the great humility and close relationship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That relationship that he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that because of the close relationship, even if something was khilafi ola, it wasn't at the highest level that it should be done, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also ask for forgiveness for that. In other words, his high relationship and his high level of humility, it could have been done a little bit better. That is how the pious think. Now this was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the highest level. So can you imagine, he would even consider that to be a sin, and he would ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive him also for that. So therefore you find the pious people, even for the errors in judgment, they'll ask Allah Ta'ala, forgive us. For the wrong thoughts, the stray thoughts that may have went to pious, even a stray thought that may have went through their mind, they'll consider that also as something that I shouldn't have engaged in. Even the stray thoughts also, they'll also ask for forgiveness. Although stray thoughts are things that we don't pay any attention to, but because of the closeness they enjoy with Allah Ta'ala, they ask for forgiveness. So today's dua will show us to what extent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give us an idea of what extent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask for forgiveness. An Abi Musa radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annahu kana yad'u bihadha dua Allahumma ighfir li khati'ati wa jahli wa israfi fi amri wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minni Allahumma ighfir li jiddi wa hazli wa khata'i wa amdi wa kullu dhalika indi اللهم اغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أنت أعلم به مني أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير. متفق عليه. هذا أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make this dua. Oh Allah, forgive me my mistakes, forgive me my ignorance, forgive me my extravagance in affairs. Any matter that a person goes beyond the limit that he's supposed to be have gone is known as israf. Anything that he goes beyond the limit. So now who's asking? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us to ask that, oh Allah, forgive me. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying these words. So again, we must think that what level of humility he had. Oh Allah, forgive me my mistakes. Forgive me my ignorance. Forgive me my extravagance in my affairs. And all that you know better than me. Oh Allah, everything which you know better than me means everything else, oh Allah, you forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me for what I did in seriousness. Oh Allah, in other words, oh Allah, forgive me what I did meaning to do it. I did it in seriousness. Forgive me in what I did in jest. Jest means, oh Allah, I did it by mistake also. Forgive me for that. Forgive me anything I've done mistakenly and forgive me anything I've done deliberately. All these are part of me. Oh Allah, forgive for me my future and my past actions. Can you see the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One thing is, there's no justification. Allah, give us that tawfiq also. If we don't justify anything. If I make a mistake, wallah, I made a mistake. If I did something deliberately, wallah, I did it deliberately. If I did it mistakenly, I did it mistakenly. Whatever it is, but oh Allah, I'm coming open cards. In other words, I'm not hiding and I'm not justifying. So look at this dua continuing. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all these are part of me. In other words, these errors are me, wallah. I'm not justifying it. Oh Allah, forgive me for my future and past actions. Forgive me for my private and public actions. All you know better than me. You alone can cause one to advance, and you alone can cause one to retrogress, and you have the power over everything. This hadith mentioned Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of taking our time every day and asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Look at what a high level of forgiveness Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask for. This last part, antal muqaddimu wa antal muakhiru, la ilaha illa anta wa antal muqaddimu wa antal muakhir wa anta ala kulli shayin qadir. Oh Allah, you are the one that caused people to progress, you are the one that caused people to retrogress. Means it's not our ability, it's not our financial power, it's not our intelligence that will cause us to progress. It's only Allah that can cause a person to progress. Sometimes a person can be the most learned person, but he doesn't get the tawfiq to do good. And sometimes a person is not so learned, but yet you find he'll have the tawfiq to do so much of good. He's early in the masjid, therefore takbir-e-ula, engaging in good actions, saving himself from gunas, but yet he doesn't have so much. So it's not our knowledge, it's not our muscle, our financial power, our status. It's only Allah that causes a person to progress, and it's the same Allah that causes a person to retrogress. So if our tawajjuh and our nigah, our attention, will be on Allah Ta'ala at all times. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.